transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
In this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, we hear of an interesting interaction between Christ and his disciples. He had just finished telling them everything that was going to happen very soon in Jerusalem. He says, we're going to go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is going to be betrayed, and he's going to be mocked, and he's going to be killed and buried, and he's going to be raised on the third day. He gives the disciples the whole story right in front of them. And instead of being filled with wonder or in awe or of understanding the blessing that Christ had given them in advance to know what was going on, instead, all they could do was think about themselves. I mean, just the moment that Christ finished speaking, James and John go up to him and say, "Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask." Christ says, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said, "Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory." Now, if you can imagine, and the fathers tell us this, that first of all, we have to, let me just use my terminology now, we have to cut them some slack, because they were living in the moment of the Passion of Christ. They were living in that moment. They hadn't already experienced the resurrection. They hadn't already seen the power of God as we have seen for these 2,000 years. So even the fathers, and they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. Pentecost hadn't happened yet. So the fathers teach us to cut them a little slack. That's my terminology, right? They didn't know any better necessarily. But Christ gives us this beautiful lesson about humility. Because the disciples had been traveling with him since the very first day. They had seen the miracles. They knew the stories. And yet, as soon as Christ says, "We're going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to betray me, they're going to kill me," what are they worried about? What seat they're going to get in heaven? And I'm thinking to myself, we do the same thing here. We do. We all have our seats in church, don't we? We all have the place that we sit and the people around us know, don't sit there. We laugh because it's true. And when the big holidays are coming, we know if I want my seat, I have to come early because someone else is going to sit in my seat. And here we are where we should be thinking about Christ, where we should be thinking about Pascha. We are more concerned about where we're going to sit inside the church. And these words should echo in our mind. You don't know what you're asking. You see, my brothers and sisters, what Christ was trying to have the apostles understand is that for us as Christians, we don't go for the glory. We don't preoccupy ourselves with the special seat in the front row. Christ says, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them." You see, that's how we tend to want to live. We want the special treatment. We want the special places. We want to be served by the other people. And then Christ says, Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever desires to be first shall be a slave of all. So where does that leave us? We know that the seat on the left and the right of Christ has been taken. I mentioned this in Greek, I'll say it again in English. If you look at the icon screen, on the right hand of Christ is the Virgin Mary, his mother. On Christ's left hand is John the Baptist. These are the seats of honor with Christ in heaven. His mother, the greatest of all the saints, the new Eve. And John the Baptist, the final prophet of the Old Testament, leading us into the kingdom. What Christ wants for us is to stop worrying about the special treatment. Stop worrying about the honors. Stop worrying about the glory. And just be willing to love and to serve. This is our Christian calling. Not to wrap ourselves up, but to be the servant of each other. Now, being the servant does not mean, let me say this very carefully, it does not mean enslaving each other. We can't go to each other, well, Father said you're supposed to be my servant, so go get me my patofeles, go get me my slippers. This is not what Christ is saying. That's not love. What he wants for us is to stop placing ourselves always as the center of attention. And this morning we have this great example in St. Mary of Egypt, who had lived a life in the center of attention. And yet, because of God's power and mystery, she repented of her sinful life and went and lived in a life of repentance, as Father Theophanes wrote for you in the bulletin. Now, we don't have to go out to the desert like she did. We can live our repentance right here together with our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters. To live in love and service to each other. That's what we have coming in this great celebration of Pascha. So here is my challenge this year, especially because we're going to have some limitations. We're not going to be able to fill the church in the aisles and things like that because of the virus. Don't worry about your seat. Να μην ανησυχείτε την θέση σου στην εκκλησία. When you come for Palm Sunday or Μεγάλη Παρασκευή or Ανάσταση and someone is sitting where you normally sit, πρέπει να λες να είναι ευλογημένο. May it be blessed and go someplace else to remind us that we are not the center of attention in these days, but Christ. And if by God's grace we have some visitors who have never been in our church before, shouldn't they be able to witness the glorious resurrection, to maybe turn their lives around, to maybe inspire them to live for Christ? Can't we give up our seat for once? Maybe we should set the front row for visitors to come and experience Pascha. That would be love. That would be service. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.